It is 76 degrees in Nashville. We've got cloudy skies this morning. We do expect it to clear to partly sunny today with a high in the low 90s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. The company in charge of administering two Tennessee school voucher programs just got a $350 million increase to its contract. The Tennessee Lookout reports Student First Strategies runs the portal where parents can apply for vouchers and receive the funds. This week, the legislature's Fiscal Review Committee increased the five-year contract's total maximum amount to $637 million. That contract has about 2 years left. The increase comes as Tennessee's Republican supermajority voted to expand its universal voucher program by 15,000 seats this year. But it also coincides with criticism in other states for how the vendor has administered their school voucher programs. The Lookout reports Arkansas canceled its contract with Student First Strategies and got $300,000 in damages for failure to deliver online services. It also left thousands of West Virginia voucher participants in the lurch. Tennessee officials say the company was selected in a competitive bid process and that the comptroller has not reported any issues. Tennessee unveiled a new memorial at the state capitol this week, a memorial for the unborn. Republican state lawmakers marked the dedication with prayer. They were joined by a crowd of about 100 supporters of Tennessee Right to Life, an anti-abortion group. One former state lawmaker said the inspiration for the memorial was nearby markers that honor the victims of the Holocaust and slavery. The date coincided with the fourth anniversary of the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision overturning Roe v. Wade. The Tennessean reports the memorial was built using private donations and took 8 years to reach completion. The dedication also brought out protesters who called the memorial a publicity stunt. They voiced their concerns for the health of mothers in the state. CDC data shows the state has the highest maternal death rate in the country. The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to rule soon on the long-held standard of birthright citizenship. President Trump has challenged the notion that the 14th Amendment gives almost anyone born on American soil automatic citizenship. On our midday show, This is Nashville, News Channel 5 investigative journalist Levi Ismail said the arguments take away from celebrating the Declaration of Independence. One of the grievances against Great Britain 250 years ago was over limitations of citizenship.
How do you, as someone who wants to be a patriot, wants to be an American, wants to be a part of this civil process, wants to be here, how do you have pride for that when the same people who live here and think that this is only their country say, well, you don't necessarily belong or you're not exactly an American?
Ismail has a younger sibling who gained citizenship simply by being born here while he went through a naturalization process. He said their mother is a proud American who calls him nearly every time she goes to cast a vote. The episode titled The Promise of America at 250 is available in the This is Nashville podcast feed. And you'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org.